I'm Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson in Berlin. According to her spokesman, Chancellor Angela Merkel and President Trump talked for 45 minutes yesterday. The spokesman says the leaders discussed the importance of NATO and the need for each member state to pay its fair share, the turmoil in the Middle East and North Africa, relations with Russia, and the conflict in eastern Ukraine. Merkel and Trump also said they will work to deepen ties between their countries. But recent polls here show most Germans are very suspicious of Trump and expect their country's relations with the U.S. will sour. Political and business leaders unnerved by his pronouncements have also lashed out. One is Matthias Wissmann, the head of the German Automobile Industry Association. He bristled at Trump's threats to slap a 35% import tariff on German cars not made in the U.S.
The American Autohersteller in Europa.
In a recent interview with German NTV, Wissmann said the U.S. should remember it sells cars here too. He warned that whoever starts with protectionist measures will end up, quote, kicking the ball into his own goal. Many here say they are glad Merkel challenged the president about his ban on all refugees and the restrictions on citizens from seven largely Muslim countries. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel, at a news conference in Paris, questioned how such orders could be imposed by a country that embraces Christian values like the U.S. At the Kollwitz Weekly Market in central Berlin, people I spoke to expressed fear about what Trump might do next.
In der momentanen Situation ist natürlich das falsch, ja, weil
Design consultant and author Peter Zetsch said he doesn't share in the, quote, hysteria about Trump, but he is concerned the president will pressure Merkel and other European leaders to end sanctions against Russia. He predicts lifting the sanctions might embolden Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, to seize more of Eastern Europe. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.